How would you like to receive a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, and for any size gift during the Lenten season, we'll send you a CD with two sermons. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift, before Easter Sunday, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons.
So often those contemporary issues are used to polarize. We see them as calling us together to convene. Our unity is within our diversity.
That's just nonsense. Of course, if you have diversity on key core Christian teachings and doctrines, you've got big-time problems.
Whole fitness for Jesus. I do feel a spiritual connection whenever you have the music on and it's singing about lifting you up and being closer to God. You do feel that.
Pop American Christianity, in an ill-fated attempt to get the gospel out, has really asked the world what it wants.
Washington jet drivers love issues, etc.
Just yesterday on the program, here on Issues, Etc., we were talking about what is usually called an incremental legal approach to Roe v. Wade, that is, passing state laws and regulations that deal with abortion, that restrict abortion access in some ways, or that provide for parental notification or consent, things like that. And it was concluded on the basis of a rather thorough study that it actually has had a significant effect on reducing the abortion rate nationwide. And just as we come off that conversation, two good pieces of news from the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House: more of this kind of legislation and hopefully more reduction in the abortion rate. The Missouri Senate passed the ban on late-term abortions, and the Missouri House passed the Pharmacy Protection and Abortion Drug Regulation Bill. We'll talk about both of those here in the first 10 minutes of Issues, Etc., live this Thursday afternoon, the 7th of April. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pam Fichter of Missouri Right to Life will be with us for the first few minutes. Then we'll spend the better part of this hour talking about temptation with Dr. Russell Moore, Dean of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He's authored a new book titled Tempted and Tried: Temptation and the Triumph of Christ. Our call-in number, live this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life and a regular guest here on Issues, Etc. Pam, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Let's talk first about the bill passed by the Missouri Senate on late-term abortions. I thought, many people do think, that Roe v. Wade did not permit late-term abortions. Why would such a ban be necessary?
Well, the devil is in the details, and there was a clause in Roe v. Wade that says, unless the life or the health of the mother is threatened. In those situations, there is no ban on late-term abortion, the third trimester abortions. And in a concurrent decision came down from the Supreme Court along with Roe, and this decision is known as Doe v. Bolton, the Supreme Court defined what is meant by health of the mother. And their decision was that health of the mother is basically anything the mother wants it to be. So in reality, there is no ban on third trimester abortions.
So what does the ban on late-term abortions that was just passed by the Missouri Senate do for Missourians?
Well, it does ban late-term abortions by saying that a child at 20 weeks gestation, if that child is viable, then they cannot do an abortion on that child. And there's quite a bit of documentation, and they have to have multiple doctors agree. So it sets up some pretty strong barriers to a late-term abortion in Missouri. And this is just, very, very good news, and it's a very important step.
It passed by 27-5 in the Senate. It goes next to the House.
Yes.
Good prospects there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's two versions of this bill, and the Senate version, sponsored by Senator Rob Mayers, what passed the Senate today, a similar bill, a virtually identical bill in the House, has passed the House, and that bill was sponsored by Representative Tim Jones. So only one of those will pass, but because it's generally more difficult to get a bill out of the Senate, it's more likely that the Senate bill will go to the House and be taken up there, and that is our best chance for passage in both chambers. So the bill hasn't passed both chambers yet, and until it does, it's not final. So we're hoping that the House will take up the Senate version of the bill and get it out of committee and to the floor quickly.
Earlier this week in Illinois, where I reside, a circuit court overturned an administrative rule that then-Governor Rod Blagojevich had issued about requiring pharmacists in Illinois to carry Plan B, emergency contraception. It sounds like similar work to overturn or at least to guard against such things in Missouri were underway. Tell us about the House bill that just passed.
Well, in the House, we had a bill that was combined. It's a legislation sponsored by Representative Andrew Koenig and Dave Sater. And there's two parts of the bill. One aspect of the bill puts restrictions on the distribution of RU486. That is the abortion pill. It's basically two drugs, but RU486 is the abortion medication that is used in most of the medical abortions in this country, and this bill puts great restrictions on the distribution of that. And the other aspect of that bill will protect pharmacies from being forced through the threat of lawsuit to carry abortion-causing drugs. So again, it protects the pharmacists from lawsuits.
If this were not passed, what could happen in Missouri if these protections were not afforded to pharmacists?
Well, if a pharmacist is threatened with a lawsuit if they don't provide these drugs, then they're either forced to provide them or to basically go out of business. Because, a lawsuit can basically shut you down. So this legislation protects those pharmacists against that kind of a threat of a lawsuit.
Does it also at least put into law what is commonly understood to be a healthcare conscience provision?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the pharmacist can act on their own conscience. A lot of pharmacies are small business owners, and they're pro-life and do not want to provide this kind of medication that would destroy a human life, and they should have the right to do that, to act on their conscience.
These two bills appear to further Missouri's reputation as a pro-life leader among the 50 states. Would you concur?
Absolutely. And, we can see this in the abortion numbers in Missouri. I was just looking at the statistics to share with you. In 1980, we were at the peak of the number of resident abortions in Missouri. There were 21,671 resident abortions in 1980. And, after many years of passing life-saving legislation that will also educate people, in 2009, the most recent year that we have the final numbers for, the number of resident abortions is down by a half, 10,815, which of course is still shockingly high. But when you look at it, it's down from over 21,000 in 1980. And we really think that passing good pro-life legislation has played a very, very important role in reducing those numbers.
Is Missouri unique in that sense, that it seems to rather easily, at least at this time, be able to implement these things that restrict or regulate abortion within its own borders? Are there other states that are following suit?
Oh, there's a lot of good news from other states. National Right to Life has been instrumental in working on banning late-term abortions. A child can fully feel pain at 20 weeks. And last year, National Right to Life and Nebraska Right to Life were very successful in passing legislation there. And this ban on late-term abortion is basically spreading throughout the country. And affiliates of National Right to Life are introducing and passing this legislation across the country. And this is legislation that, it's hard for the opposition to work against. I mean, you're saying, that they'd have to come out saying that they think it's all right to abort a child that can feel pain. That's very difficult on their part, and as it should be. You know, every abortion is a tragedy, but I think there are some things that the general public can all agree on. And a child that is viable, or a child that can feel pain, you know, a civilized society, certainly this is a restriction that we can all agree on. And we're looking for ways to do that. And I think over the years we have, you know, with a ban on partial birth abortion, with expanding a woman's right to know legislation, and informing the mother on the development of the child and the risks of the procedure to her. And this legislation educates the public, too, on what's going on in an abortion. So, Missouri has played a very predominant role in passage of pro-life legislation. But, you know, thankfully, we don't stand alone in this. There's a lot of success going on in pro-life legislation across the country.
With less than a minute, about 30 seconds here, Pam, what has yet to be done? What's still needful in Missouri with regard to protecting the unborn legislatively?
Well, one thing that we're looking for this year is the Pregnancy Resource Center tax credits are due to expire in 2012, and we are working on getting those tax credits extended. But that's just for this year. I mean, we're always looking for ways to end abortion, to protect mothers, to protect unborn children, to have good alternatives for women in crisis pregnancies, to protect them from being coerced. That's an area we need to address more. You know, we need to look at, you know, a child has a heartbeat at 3 weeks. These are educational issues that can be brought up legislatively and addressed legislatively to save lives. So, you know, until abortion ends, we're not going to stop. So we're going to look for every way we can to end abortion, to protect children and their mothers.
Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life and a regular guest here on Issues Etc. We'll post a link to Missouri Right to Life under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Pam, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Always a privilege, and God bless you for being a voice for life.
When we come back, we're going to take up a conversation that is, I think, very important for the everyday Christian life. Conversation about temptation and Christ's triumph over sin and temptation. Dr. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, will be our guest. He's written a new book called Tempted and Tried, Temptation and the Triumph of Christ. Stay tuned.
Cardinal baseball is in full swing. The St. Clair County Transit District and the Redbird Express provide service to all Cardinal home games. Buses leave from St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights, Illinois, near the water tower. The first bus leaves 2.5 hours before game time, with service every 10 minutes. The last bus leaves 40 minutes prior to the game. The last bus will return from the stadium 25 minutes after the official end of the game. Round-trip fares are $5 for adults, $2 for children ages 5 to 12, and children under 5 ride free. All buses are wheelchair lift equipped and load and unload at the corner of 7th and Clark, right outside of Gate 4 at Busch Stadium. So give yourself a break from traffic and parking hassles and take a ride on the Redbird Express to the next Cardinals home game. Call 618-628-8090 or log on to scctd.org.
Issues Etc. 24 begins in 23 hours and 42 minutes. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues Etc. Now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.